Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-400-1702. Again, that's 800-400-1702. 800-400-1702. 800-400-1702.
The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, it's Super Tuesday. Number one, the elections, of course, and we'll talk about that after the primaries. And the other Super Tuesday is the aspect of today's show. Joining us later on in the hour, Brian Tracy, maybe the greatest sales training expert in the world. I mean, I know Brian personally. His book is Get Smart, How to Think and Act Like the Most Successful and Highest Paid People in Every Field. Brian will be joining us at the bottom of the hour, and I'm delighted at the top of the hour with another high-quality individual. Sidney Finkelstein is joining us. He is the Stephen Roth Professor of Management at the Tuck School of Business at Dartmouth College and the Director of Tuck's Center for Leadership. He's published 8 prior books, including the Wall Street Journal bestseller, Why Smart Executives Fail. I want to give you the website before I talk about the name of the book. It's superbosses.com. I love websites that don't have to spell. The name of the book, Superbosses: How Exceptional Leaders Master the Flow of Talent, and it's published by Portfolio, Division of Penguin. And how would you like me to address you, sir? Sidney or Professor?
You can do Sidney, you can do Sid.
Either All one. Right. Okay, Sid, it's great to have you on. And interesting title of the book, because I'm not sure that people who think of the structure of businesses related in a hierarchy have any direct reference to the term super bosses. I think of that a lot in crime and the mafia family, but not so much in the corporate world. Explain.
Well, you know, these are bosses that just do exceptional things for people. They help other people get better. And from the point of view of, if you're lucky enough to work for somebody like this, they really are super, because they open the door to all sorts of opportunities.
What are the distinguishing characteristics? You know, I don't believe we're all born with equal talent or anything. We're born with equal rights, but not with equal talent or skills. Some should be commanders of ships, others should be stewards. But with small individual differences between people, what are the differences between a great leader, and within the context of this, I'll have you define leadership, the difference between a top-notch CEO, a leader in business, and a super boss?
Well, of course, they certainly could be overlapping. Super bosses are very, very successful in what they do. Whether it's, you know, a Larry Ellison in IT at Oracle, whether it's a Julian Robertson in hedge funds, whether it's even a Ralph Lauren in fashion. So, you know, there is an overlap there. But what differentiates super bosses from, say, another good boss or a good leader is their incredible track record of developing talent. you know, for example, you do a, I like to say, a genealogical study of all of the top managers in an industry. And by genealogical, I mean who they work for. And you kind of track that out, kind of like a tree of talent. And you go and do that, and what you discover is that in virtually every industry, you'll find one person, sometimes two, that are the very top that ended up spawning a generation or multiple generations of talent. And that's really the biggest differentiator of a super boss versus a strong leader.
I'm thinking here, and I know you talk about several examples in your book of super bosses and trying to stay apolitical, which is almost impossible for me to do. But is this a reflection on their ability not only to utilize their own skills, but to transfer skills to others? Or is it also a testimonial to the character and nature of people? Because I know you talk about Hillary Clinton, and I'm not going to get into it, but character is zero with Hillary Clinton. So why does she fall into the realm of a super boss, and how do you make some of these other distinguishing characteristics?
Well, you know, when you talk about character, I found that there were actually different types of super bosses. Some were very supportive and nurturing. Others are kind of more creative, almost like iconoclasts. And there's a third category that I call glorious bastards, really tough characters. So, you know, when you talk about personality or style, there are differences across all of those people. When it comes to Hillary, and I mentioned two of our presidential candidates in the book, and the book was published, you know, recently, but it was, the writing was done a long time ago, and Trump is one, and Hillary's the other. And the reason why Hillary is there in any type of, say, positive way is that one of the things that super bosses do is they develop this network, this very powerful network of people that are in their circle that they help create opportunities for, create jobs, sometimes bring them back. And, you know, that's what actually Bill and Hillary have both done together. And they've been criticized a lot for it, but the truth of the matter is, and most business people will say, a network is a very powerful asset. So it's in that regard that she shows up. Doesn't really show up anywhere else, but it's a good illustration, I think, of the power of the network.
Oh, and I don't disagree with you at all, and I don't like to throw other books in here, but you might, Dinesh D'Souza, whom I recently interviewed on his book, talks about the leadership of what is really the equivalent to the mafia, and I think you can utilize the term super bosses talking about Hillary and Barack Obama. But let me get off the subject of politics before I pass out and ask you about the definition of leadership, because leadership is a characteristic that everyone should have at every level. We don't always have it. But has the definition of leadership, because of the changes in the corporate culture, has that been modified over the years, or is it pretty much the same, Sid?
You know, a lot of people, maybe there's as many definitions of leadership as there are people talking about it and writing books about it. You know, an old-time definition was leaders figure out what direction to go and figure out how to answer the question, why you're doing what you're doing, why should we do it, why should we care? And managers are people that are involved with executing on that, actually doing something, not figuring out why you're doing something, but actually doing it. I like a definition of leadership that says leaders are people that actually help create other leaders. And I think that that's a powerful thing, because, you know, there's no such thing really, when you get right down to it, as a one-man or a one-woman show in organizations. We have people like that, but they tend not to do really well in the long run. Maybe in the short run, but certainly not in the long run. And the ability to surround yourself with great talent, I think it's hard to argue that's not a great thing to do. And so for me, that's kind of a core element of what a leader should and could do.
So is a super boss, the role of a super boss, different than, and I'm referring to a company as an entity, that's the old question, are there companies, people, people, companies, is there are there distinguishing characteristics between what super bosses should do and what the objective of a company is?
So, you know, they overlap, but I will say this, there are more ways to be successful than just the super boss approach. Super bosses are very successful. I mean, you look at some of the people that, you know, I already mentioned. I know we'll talk about a couple of them.
Yeah, I'd like to have a couple more after the break, but
Okay, so they're very successful.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Absolutely, they're very successful. But what makes them different from other very successful leaders is again this track record of spawning talent. You just again look at all these tremendous significant players in an industry, and the fact that they all, or many of them, not all, but many of them, come from the same person, work for the same person, is kind of a, I mean, when I saw that, I didn't expect to see it. And then I saw it, and then I kept seeing it, and I realized, boy, there's a real pattern here. And eventually I used the word superboss to describe what that is. So superbosses are successful, but that's not the only path to success. There are other ways to be successful. I happen to think the superboss approach is actually superior, because when you help other people do great things, you actually can have a legacy. And that goes beyond just success in any type of financial sense, but maybe more of a, you know, more of an emotional or a kind of core thing to who we are as people.
Yeah, and I this may be a great example. Bill Belichick, the coach of the New England Patriots, bringing in a little bit of a sports analogy. Well, sports specific into this, how people who depart from Bill Belichick's coaching assume serious and generally productive roles in leadership on other teams. Is he kind of the personification of this in sports?
Yeah, you know, it's a great, it's really a great example, Stu. And my favorite example is Bill Walsh. So we're going back a generation now, right?
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
Bill Walsh was the head coach of the San Francisco 49ers, and it's really interesting. I looked at all.
You're referring to the West Coast offense there.
Yes, exactly. And okay. And I looked at all the Super Bowl winners and the team that won, the team that lost, the two best teams each year. I looked at their head coaches and I asked who they work for in their careers. And when I did that, I found that Bill Walsh was far and away the most influential developer of very successful talent in the NFL. And this is really interesting. Second place was actually Bill Parcells. And the reason why, I think, is because Belichick has been in the Super Bowl as a winner or not a winner so many times. Every time that happened, because at some point he was on Bill Parcells' staff.
Take a break. I'll just say one thing about Bill Parcells. You are what your record is. Great Bill Parcells quote. We're going to come back with more with Sidney Finkelstein, author of Superbosses.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College Real Estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy, so mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
Hi, I'm Harvey McKay, and author of Swim with the Sharks Without Being Eaten Alive. I can't thank you enough, Stu. The interview, I didn't like it. I loved it. And I love the way you change lives. I love the way you prepare to win, the way you do your homework. I like to surround myself with winners, and really look forward to having dinner with you in Boston very, very soon. Best of luck to you.
All right, we're back, and a little coincidence, Harvey McKay being on, and Brian Tracy will be joining us a little bit later on in the show. Joining us right now, we welcome back Sidney Finkelstein, the Stephen Roth Professor of Management at the Tuck School of Business at Dartmouth College. I'll certainly endorse what they do up there, although I probably never have the qualifications to get admitted. The name of the book is Super Bosses, How Exceptional Leaders Master the Flow of Talent, and it is published in hardcover by Portfolio. Get yourself a copy of it. Sid, I said that we'd come right back out of the break and have you give a few more examples of outstanding leaders and who really exemplify, personify what you're talking about, and briefly how they've done it.
Yeah, absolutely, Stu. You know, I'll give you a couple of my favorites. So Lorne Michaels from Saturday Night Live. What a show. It's on for decades. So many of the people that have been on that show have gone on to tremendous success in the movie business, the TV business. And Lorne Michaels, not only does he have the eye for talent, not only is he always looking for great talent, but he actually, it sounds funny for a guy in the entertainment industry, but he really is a great developer of talent. As one example, one of the things that he does that's, I think, really important is he creates both collaboration with among people and his staff and performers, really, and writers, and competition. He does both at the same time, and a lot of people think, well, you're either collaborative or you're competitive. He believes both are good, and by that I mean you got to collaborate to get on the show. You create skits. You know, it's not a stand-up comedy show, but the way the show works is you go closer and closer to the end of the week. They have something like 2.5 hours of content, and the show is only 90 minutes. So you need some sharp elbows to get your skit in there to make it into the actual show on Saturday night. So Lorne Michaels has figured out something about, if you really think about it, how to manage teams in a creative kind of different way. So he's a great example. Ralph Lauren in fashion, of course. So many people in that industry have worked for him over the years, and I would say Ralph, what makes him stand out is his inspiration. He's such an inspirational leader. He would tell people on his staff that we set the standard. People follow us. People look at what we're doing, And as a result, we're always going to stay another step ahead. And, you know, if you say a thing like that, Stu, you better believe it. And you can't fake it. And so authenticity is really a big part of it. So those are a couple of kind of really interesting examples.
Yeah, good ones. And you mentioned in your first example here about being competitive and collaborating at the same time. I think a negotiation and how people think about negotiation is I win, you lose. It isn't. Both people have to come out of a negotiation with a win. And it's amazing how many people don't understand the basics of that, as well as not understanding. And I'll go right back to super bosses here. Having a competitive advantage in business. And I think if you go around, and you're the expert, because I'm going to ask you to delve into your research, if you ask individuals who are in leadership capacities with institutions or academia, what's your competitive advantage? And right away, that kind of stops them in their tracks, because a lot are so blindsided that they don't look to see if there's anybody else on their tracks. And you know what happens if you don't? If you got something really special, you know you're not going to have it's not going to be a proprietary hold for a long time.
It sounds like you should be teaching my class for me, Stu.
Why don't you invite me up, and I will.
Well, you have, it's official now. You have an invitation to come talk in my class. It's absolutely the case. Competitive. Without that, you have to differentiate yourself, right? You got to do something that others can't do, and you have to do it actually, not just in business. I coach a lot of young people who are, you know, MBA students or what have you, and I always tell them, you know, you want to think about what you're better at than many other people. Maybe not everyone, but as many as possible. You have some type of natural skill or instinct or whatever it is, and then look for a career where that type of skill set is actually rewarded, where people care about that. And in some ways, that's kind of the same thing that people in business do. Find out what you're good at, figure out how you can get into that field, keep getting better at it, and recognize that there are always other people. You know, I always say, you know, when you talk about strategy and competitive advantage, there's always another round that's starting. You know, you might think you're ahead, but there's always somebody catching up. And going back to super bosses, they are kind of competitive, ultra-competitive players. They love to win. They're always thinking about that, and I think that's another one of their kind of secrets that they pass on and share with their employees that those people then take to be successful in their own careers.
Yeah, we always debates going on, genetically inherited, environmentally produced. Can we convert introverts into extroverts? Can you develop, and I don't know, maybe it's the 10,000-hour adage, I don't know, but can you make super bosses out of extraordinary people? Because I really don't think you can make super bosses out of people who are really below that level. But you're the expert. I'm the learner.
You know, I really do believe that virtually everything that I talk about in the book that I found that super bosses did, that these are teachable, that these are learnable. You know, is everyone in the world capable of that? Well, there's always some variation, but I think it's actually a much bigger group, much larger percentage of the population that has that potential. And I'll give you one example. When you have a team, if you're a boss of even one or two people, or even if you're not a boss but you're part of a team and you have peers, don't you think it's a good idea to think about how to customize what you're doing and how you're interacting, how you're motivating people? Customize it to the people around you, as opposed to saying one size fits all. And I find that, and this is getting into a lot of the leadership stuff out there, I know you're familiar with it, leadership styles. People talk about leadership styles all the time, and I think it's a disservice, because when people are told, here's your leadership style, you do this assessment, you then feel like, well, okay, that's my style. Everyone's got to adapt to me, and I'm going to just do what I'm going to do. But what other walk of life is there in business where that's actually a good idea? You know, when we talk about customers, we talk about marketing and sales, and you have to customize to what individuals want, what they need. Why don't we do that when we're managing people? It's kind of like we're in the dark ages in some ways when you think about where we are in terms of day-to-day management. And maybe that's why so many people, they hear the word super boss and they're thinking, no, it's not. I wouldn't use the adjective super to describe my boss. It would be quite the opposite. That's what the problem is.
You know, it's a learning experience for people who read books. It's also being published myself on a smaller level. It's a learning experience for those who write books. And as we come to the close of our segments here, What did you learn, Sid, from writing this book that perhaps you didn't know prior to it?
Well, I really, you're exactly right. I really learned a lot. And one of the things I learned, I tried to apply what I learned that superbosses were doing to my own life. And I was asked, and I asked myself, to what extent am I helping create a legacy for other people? And in my case, it would be some people in my team, and especially students, of course. And,
all right, out of time. We're going to have to continue to stay on as we go to a break. It's been a pleasure. Sidney Finkelstein, Superboss, is how exceptional leaders master the flow of talent. Buy the book, you learn a lot. Brian Tracy coming up. Stay tuned.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with GEICO.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my GEICO app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to GEICO. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the GEICO app.
Napa know-how!
Spend $24 right now at Napa, and you can get a free Napa Chase Elliott racing cap. Buy $24 of oil, get a free cap. Buy $24 of headlamps, get a free cap. Buy $24 worth of pine tree scented air fresheners. Well, we won't ask you why you need $24 worth of air fresheners. We'll just hand you a free Napa Chase Elliott racing cap. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 3/31/16.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans?
then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio. The Dana Show, weekdays 1 to 3 p.m., 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Hi, this is Fox News Channel contributor and political strategist Dick Morris. You know, strategy is the key to success in politics and in business. So if you want to talk about business strategy and learn about it, tune in for Stu Taylor and his show Stu Taylor on Business.
Voting for several days here, a gentleman whom I've had the pleasure of meeting, not only meeting, but attending one of his sales seminars, and I have to tell you, it was spectacular. I did that in Connecticut several years ago, just to listen to Brian Tracy. He's joining us. He is the author of countless books. He's also, I would say, the guru of sales training, although the diversification of his talents is rather endless. Many decades of doing this. He's spoken to executives from more than 1,000 companies. He's delivered more than 5,000 talks to millions of people in 72 countries. For those who don't know him, I just want you to be aware that you've got to stick around for these two segments. He's the chairman and CEO of Brian Tracy International. And his wide range of skills are in economics, history, business, philosophy, and psychology. Sounds like he should be doing the show. The name of the book is Get Smart: How to Think and Act Like the Most Successful and Highest Paid People in Every Field. His recent best-selling book was Eat That Frog. And this one's published by Tatcher, a division of Penguin. And after these several years, it's nice to meet up with you again, Brian. A real pleasure to have you with us.
Hey, it's great to talk to you, Stu. Thank you.
You know, there are so many books that are written on this subject or other subjects with different slants on it. People say, oh, it's another book on how to climb up that ladder of success. I've read so many of them. I'm burnt out from it. What do you say to them why they should read this book?
Well, we're living in the information age. We're living in the age of knowledge. Each person listening to this is a brain worker, which means that the entire success of your life, your level of happiness, income, your relationships are determined by how you think. And that means if you think more efficiently and effectively, if you think by really the way successful people think, you're going to get much better results, much faster and much easier than if you don't think this way.
It's amazing because if people just reflect and become introspective for a moment, I'll just give my own example here where I feel so unfulfilled, Brian, in the sense, and I'm not looking for a psychiatrist coach, but if I could sing completely 1,000 old songs, it's amazing with all the lyrics. And yet I think, what if I had adapted that to my everyday life? And I sort of obviously had a passion and an interest in it, but we use so little of our capacity. And there's an example just for me, and I think everybody out there has a number of examples. It's frustrating. How do we take that small percentage of what we use with our brain power and apply it on a much more expansive and productive level?
Well, it comes down to discipline, and it has throughout all of human history, because you always have too many things to do, too many shiny objects, and you have to really become focused and say, okay, I will go after the other shiny objects, but first I will do this. One of the most important things I learned, we're studying philosophy in 1973, is that man is a choosing organism, and we choose A or B. Everything we do is a choice, but whatever we choose, we deselect or not choose everything else that we could possibly be doing. And so, therefore, every time you make a choice, you're also making a rejection. You marry one person, you're rejecting all other people of the opposite sex. You take one job, you're rejecting all other jobs. You do this activity today, play with your computer, chat with your friends, drink a little coffee and go for lunch. You're rejecting all work-related work, the jobs that can have a real impact on your career. So you're always choosing. And smart people stop. And this is the difference between superior thinking and mediocre thinking. Is smart people, like your mother said, stop and think. Just stop and think before you act and say, is this really the very best use of my time? Is this really the very most important thing I could be doing at this moment? And if it's not, just say no. Like Nancy Reagan died a couple of weeks ago. She was famous in her anti-drug work. So to young people said, just say no. Well, that is, it turns out, to be Warren Buffett's secret to success. He says, my secret to success is I say no to everything that is not the one or two things that I can do that make a difference. Just say no. And if you start doing that, pretty soon you get into the habit of saying no to low-value things and yes to high-value things, and your whole life changes.
Well, is that kind of similar to the fact that people should be more effective as opposed to efficiency? You can always be efficient and go back and do something, but effective behavior has a much higher priority. And the fact that this may relate to what you're saying in terms of just saying no to using the old adage of the 80-20 success rate or maybe even 90-10. Focus on the important things.
Right.
You'll maximize your brain power.
Yes. Well, here's the real payoff, Stu. And this, to me, again, was a revelation, is everybody wants to feel like a winner in life, all right? So how do you feel like a winner? Well, the answer is pretty simple. You win. Now, how do you win? You start and complete a task. When you start and complete a task, you are winning, and you feel like a winner, and your self-esteem goes up, and your energy goes up, and your endorphins go up, and you feel happy. Sometimes you laugh out loud. If you complete an important task late at night, you can't sleep because you're so excited. You're so pumped. So successful people are always starting and completing tasks. And as a result, they're always up. Like you and I, you know, people ask us, why are you so positive all the time? I said, well, what do you mean? It's just as natural to us as breathing because we're starting and completing our important tasks every minute. And we just like almost mainlining this endorphin that our brain produces. And we're just happy all the time. And people can start to do that literally overnight.
And I really couldn't agree with you more. If I disagree, to people listening know, I would be the first person to say so. But there are roadblocks that people have to face, not so much for an IQ or an intellectual level, but from a personality level. This is stupid. Every day, almost every day, maybe I'll tie one shoe, I'll put on a sock before the other shoe, I'll shave with a different. I try to open my mind to doing something different. Now, those are small, mundane tasks. But to me, it sets a precedent to say, I've got to think how to be different, how to be progressive in the sense that I want to open new areas of learning. How do people go about unlearning old habits? It's difficult because you have that momentary burst. You know, you go on one of these diet things and you say it's working. You know, it almost never lasts. It's one of the problems. I've given sales talks, and everybody's excited, and they're ready to go out and do something. But unless I have something that's substantive and valuable and can give them bottom-line production, whether it's remunerative or psychological, it just doesn't last.
No, and that's very true. It's very hard to break a habit. But the way you could do it, and this is, again, pretty important, is you can never eliminate a habit, but you can override it. And you can establish a habit that is stronger than the old habit. And that takes a long time. People say, oh, you can develop a habit in 21 days. There's really no specific time. It may take weeks or months to develop a habit. I just had dinner a couple of nights ago with a remarkable couple. They were both overweight. He was about 200 or 300 pounds, and he came down with cancer. And, of course, they presented him with the entire cancer process. I've been through cancer, so I know this. And they decided that they were going to beat it with nutrition. So they changed their diet dramatically into a very, very healthy diet. He lost 150 pounds. She lost all of her excess weight. They look fabulous. The cancer disappeared. And they are not only healthy, but extremely wealthy. And
it that was probably them calling to thank you.
You are the most important person in my world right now.
Yeah, I love what you're saying because it works so much. And I think one of the roadblocks that people have in life is they're afraid to, quote, fail. My definition of failure is not trying. A lot of people define failure as trying something and failing. And you look at all the great ones. I mean, you know, look at Donald Trump, for example. I mean, so many of these people along the road to success, they have roadblocks. They get knocked down and they get up again. How do you overcome that mindset to say it's part of life?
Well, you know, I learned this very early in my life that you can pre-program your mind. Like many people can pre-program their mind to wake up at a specific time. I'm in California. I pre-program my mind to wake up at 4:45. My first interview was at 5:10, okay? And I don't need an alarm clock for that. You can pre-program your mind to persist. You can just make a decision that no matter what happens, I'll never quit. And anybody listening to this can do this right now. It's almost like penciling something into your computer, pressing save, and it becomes a permanent part of your hard drive. You say, from now on, I will never quit. I'm never going to quit. I may do something different, but I'm never going to quit. And you know what? From then on, whenever you have a setback or a difficulty, that just goes off like an alarm clock. Oh, wait a minute, you never quit. And it reminds you, and you don't. For the rest of your life, you could be a non-quitter. You can decide not to have colds, by the way. I don't think I'll have colds anymore. Too much of a pain for me. So from this moment on, I'm not going to have any colds. And you know what? You never have colds again. That's how powerful
right.
your mind
I love
is.
It. We're going to have you stick around. We're going to get into a little more of the essence of the book. There's so much to talk about. Brian Tracy will rejoin us. The name of the book is Get Smart, How to Think and Act Like the Most Successful and Highest Paid People in Every Field, published by Tarcher, Division of Penguin. I honestly suggest you get this. I don't need to patronize Brian Tracy. I'm not looking for anything. I don't know anybody better in their field than he is in his. This is Stu Taylor. We'll be right back.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushion and cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Saturdays, noon to 1, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is Margaret Hoover, and I was just on the Stu Taylor Show. Stu, thank you for having me. You, next to my husband, are the most hospitable radio host, friend to promoting American individualism. I couldn't be happier and more grateful for your support.
All right, we were rejoined by Brian Tracy, chairman and CEO of Brian Tracy International. And you really should, the easiest thing to do is just Google Brian Tracy, and his last name is spelled T-R-A-C-Y. I'm sure most of our listeners know who he is, but if you're looking for advice and help in so many areas, I think sales training is number one. I don't know where else to send you in terms of the best. The name of the book, his current book, is Get Smart: How to Think and Act Like the Most Successful and Highest Paid People in Every Field. And it's available by Tatcher, and it's available on hardcover. I'm sorry?
Most articulate and insightful.
And Tracy, we got a big echo here, Brian, producer. If you could get rid of that echo. Brian, could you give us some insight? You know, I think we're hearing more and more and more about the new, you touched on this at the beginning, about the neurological aspects of how the brain works. And, I think like exercising the brain is like exercising the body, you know, use it or lose it. What have recent studies in neurology shown that I think that may interest the average person listening? Brian, are you with us? Brian? Could you redial him? All right, we're trying to reestablish contact with Brian Tracy. Do you have him? Oh, all right. Okay. Well, hopefully, Brian Tracy will rejoin us, and let me continue in another vein until we hear back from him. the big race, Super Tuesday, is going to be extraordinary in terms of really having a high degree of predictability in terms of the outcome of the Republican convention and the Republican primaries. Yes, I'd rule Bernie Sanders out as far as the Democrats are concerned. There's no question I'd rule him out. But he may win two or three of these states and make it uncomfortable for Hillary. By the way, Hillary has said a couple of amazing things this past week. And on television, just yesterday, I believe, no one died. No Americans died in Libya and talked about how much better off Libya is. I mean, incredibly stupid remark. The other part of it is that she mentioned that basically she's going to put the rest of the coal mining business out. Obama has done an extraordinary job. I think he's eliminated maybe 70% of the coal producers. I have had a lot of affiliation in the past with mining people and coal production companies. And this is an industry that has cleaned itself up, is accessible. And the basic fossil fuels, and coal and gas, are saving as many, well, it would cost, I got to have to reword my thoughts. It would cost $3 to $5 billion more to continue to pursue a year per year to pursue the objectives in alternative energy, solar power, wind power. It's not that it won't work. It's just that this is all part of the green climate change issue that is being put forth by Barack Obama. And I have to say that the message that is getting out to the public has been really damaging on the economy. And I don't believe, let me just see here if I can cite something with people who are coming out and talking about this economy. I don't have these facts. I don't have it right here. I'm going to say this on a different show because I just can't fish out that information for those of you who are saying the economy has improved. It really has not improved. So the key in this election, these elections right now, the import, John Kasich isn't going to make it. He's not going to get 1237. Rubio isn't going to get 1237. They're doing their best to make sure that Cruz doesn't get 1237 electoral votes. And you better believe that 1237 votes will not be achieved by Donald Trump if this roadblock continues and they have a stalled convention. So that's the Republicans' hope. And in the process, you can be sure they'll be self-destructive and implode. If you have a choice, and the question is being asked to Republican politician after politician after politician, whom would you rather have as president? Or let me reword that if Donald Trump is the nominee, would you support him? There are always precursors to the remark that are just absolutely unacceptable. The answer should be yes. Trump is not doing very much to help his esteem here. Looking at a lot of the comments he's made, but this is also a tremendous opportunity for the Alinsky lights out there, the far left, the progressives, and the Rhino Republicans, not only to destroy Trump, but to destroy their own party in terms of having a Romney-like president. And I have never, ever been more disappointed in Mitt Romney in my life. Let me qualify that, except the way he handled the last debate without courage and conviction with Barack Obama. So I think the salvation of the Republican Party is at stake. I think it's a very dangerous and precarious situation for us. And unless we get something figured out and figured out pretty quickly, we may have a one-party progressive leftist system in this country, and Hillary Clinton is looking to move even further to the left than Barack Obama is. It's a scary thought. So when you go to the ballot box and say, I'm not going to vote, it's a vote for Hillary. That happened with Romney. He couldn't get the grassroots people out. Trump has stirred up interest, has revived interest in the Republicans, and I'll have to take him with all his baggage. I'm still hoping it's Cruz, but it's not going to be Kasich, and it's not going to be Rubio, so stop the dreaming. This is Stu Taylor. Thanks for listening.
Opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio,